from KQED.
We're going to go now to Tijuana, just south of San Diego, to look at how the Trump administration's tough immigration policies are affecting the lives of deported immigrants. KQED's Frida Jabalo Romero met a transgender person originally from Guatemala who was seeking asylum here in California.
It's evening, and Luna Guzman just returned to Casa del Migrante from a work day at a recycling plant. Her jeans and T-shirt are stained with dirt.
The shelter helped me find work. They gave me a clean bed.
Guzman is 24. She was raised as a boy, but now identifies as transgender. In Guatemala, she says she suffered discrimination and death threats.
I wouldn't leave my house because they'd throw water at me. They'd throw stones.
Guzman fled to Tijuana, and in August 2017, she walked up to the border crossing and asked U.S. officials for asylum. Immigration attorneys say claims like Guzman's are strong. Elizabeth Camarena is with the nonprofit Casa Cornelia Law Center in San Diego.
We represent the LGBTQ community on a regular basis, and we are successful.
But Camarena says it's essential to have an attorney, and Guzman did not. An immigration judge set a $25,000 bond that Guzman just couldn't pay. So Immigration and Customs Enforcement kept her locked up for 8 months. Camarena says many people give up their claims to get out.
It is a very harsh environment, and not many people can withstand that.
Guzman says inmates beat her up.
With no help from anyone, I felt the world was ending.
Under the Trump administration, more immigrants are being detained while a court decides their cases. In April, Guzman says the judge rejected her asylum claim.
I burst into tears, and the judge said that would not convince her.
Guzman became one of 19,000 asylum seekers rejected so far in 2018. That's more than any year in the last decade. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says many asylum seekers are gaming the system, and he's tightened the rules for immigration judges. Guzman could have appealed, but she couldn't bear to be detained any longer. She was deported to Guatemala. A few months later, she had returned to Tijuana.
I didn't leave to get rich, but to have some dignity.
Luna Guzman still hopes for protection across the border in the U.S., but she'll only try with legal help. For the California Report, I'm Farida Jabalo Romero in Tijuana.